Cantagnos was a typical rural village of a few hundred families. It had rice fields, a church, and a school. Now it's the scene of some of the biggest devastation in the Philippine province of Leyte.
It sounded like an explosion. We ran up to the hill to see what was going on. It was awful. We could hear people crying, calling out for help.
Tropical storm Meggy brought incessant rains in the eastern Visayas region. Many areas have lost power and communication lines. But Cantagnos was the most devastated.
Survivors here tell us there were two landslides. The first one was at around 5 a.m., which gave some time for some families to evacuate. But the second one, they say, they saw how waves of mud came rolling down the mountains, burying hundreds of civilians. This is all what's left of it now.
On the other side of the hill, four bodies have been pulled out from the rubble. Government responders are doing the best they can, but their efforts have been hampered by more rain. The mud is at least 5 meters deep, so they will have to wait before they can bring in heavy equipment.
All visible na cadaver na ko.
We could only get bodies in the periphery because it is dangerous even for our men. I think this process of retrieval will take time.
Flowers and incense are offered.
And the souls, all the peoples die in the river in Barangay.
And a prayer for those who remain buried and unaccounted for. Lent is meant to be a week of gratitude and grace for millions of Filipino families. But for the survivors of the landslide in Cantagnos, this period will now remind them of their overwhelming grief. Jamel Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Baybay, Leyte Province, Central Philippines.